Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. What's happening? What's up?
What's up?
What's happening? What's up? What's up, people?
Amen.
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 Coming.
Amen.
It's coming. I feel a change.
Man, let's go, man.
Can you hear that?
Oh, say it again, bro. What you say?
Coming.
Huh?
What you say, bro?
I said I feel change coming.
Oh, man, come on with it.
We talking about a brand new planet, brand new tabernacle, and a brand new spirit. I feel a change coming.
Oh, all praise.
All praise. All praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on over. All praise.
Amen. Welcome again to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. I'm Job Israel, the Commonwealth of Israel. This is your Thursday night edition. Your Thursday night thunder. Your Thursday night smack down and up.
No doubt.
Smack down and up. You better watch. You get smacked up around here for real.
But big facts. Big facts.
But it'd be good. It'd be good. Tonight is the Spirit of Meekness and Charity Bible Study class out of Peoria, Illinois, with our brother Isaiah Brown.
Cuckoo!
Cuckoo! Let me put this out here. Let me put this out here before I turn it over to him. This is phenomenal. Yea, God sent the vision to separate His servants from the world. So what you surprised for? Some people confuse boredom with peace. I ain't got no more friends. I'm so bored. No, Jack, that's peace and quiet, Jack, in your life. Don't get it twisted. God separated you for a reason. One, so that you find peace in your heart, that you can receive the Holy Ghost. Two, that you can receive Him and deal with Him more on your own without distractions. How about that?
Amen.
Let's turn this over to
our brother,
Isaiah the Thriller Brown.
Ooh, the Thriller Boy. Man, boy, we can keep this piece pumping and jumping. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
you keep the phones unmuted, man. It's a blessing, man. You know, just on my own little thing that the Most High got me doing. I'm so excited, man. You know, I'm so glad that you brought that introduction before the precept started. You know, like, for example, man, you know, like, you know, I'm doing a Bible artwork, right? You know, Exodus 20 is already done. It's already set up. I already got the extra colors in. All the word is good. I praise to the Father. I just got to quit being so lazy and get this bank account so I can get this barcode. That book is done. So I'm working on this new book for the Father. It's called Adam and Eve. You know, I was doing Adam and Eve, right? I was doing it, but the Most High put some of my heart. Why not start the conversation through the mouth of Moses and the mouth of the Most High God? So today, how I got the comic book set up is start with the conversation between God and Moses. And I'm going to have Moses talking to God while God is talking to him, how he write out the Bible with the creation, you know what I'm saying, how he made the animals and stuff like that. So I'm drawing Moses, writing the stuff down while Moses had talking to him. And then we go get into the story of Adam and Eve when he started writing it. I was like, oh, praises, man. Could you imagine the vision of that? You know, Moses talked to the Most High, and he writing this stuff down, and he showing them this stuff, man. So it's been a beautiful day, man. It's been a real beautiful day, and definitely getting a chance, opportunity to present myself for the Father for some work in the vineyard, man. It's a beautiful thing, man.
Amen.
Beautiful thing. And I just wanted to share that with y'all. You know, it's very beautiful.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Man, it's a beautiful thing, man. It's a beautiful thing. Well, got that out the way. Let's talk about this division. You know, Elder already gave a great part of the precept, man. You know, the Lord called a division. You know what I'm saying? The Lord called a division. Yeah, you're still doing around these other people for. You know what I'm saying? It's because when I was reading the Bible and stuff like that, you know, the Lord said, you know, he gonna put a division between you and the world. You know what I'm saying? And then when you look at that definition of division, it's simply saying division also as if you're looking at the wicked people. Like the Lord said, mark those that cause division and separate themselves from them. The Lord will use that same type of division to keep you away from them. You know what I'm saying? Like the book said, like the name of the precept is, take heed unto God's division. You got to understand. It's you he want. He interested in you. He's attracted to you. It's something he want you to get done. But how could you get that done if you around the wrong crowd? I don't care how close you are to them. They shouldn't be more close to you than how you supposed to be with the Father. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes we are a bit slow, including myself. Well, let me go ahead and linger around a little bit longer. Let me see if I can try to talk to them about this situation, that situation. Ain't no wrong with that. But at the end of the day, you better separate yourself, or like to use the terms of Patmos. You better find your little island and take care of the Father's business. Because there are so many things in the vineyard. There are so many things the Most High got on the table that he want us to take, that he want us to have a take part of. How could you get it done if you're always distracted? That's why the Lord caused this division. The Lord said, man, foes is coming at your house. I'm going to put the sister against the brother, the sister against the mother-in-law. The sister against the brother against the mother-in-law. The mother against the son. The father against the sister. The whole thing. Now, is this talking about the Lord just trying to cause some drama so we can entertain it? No. Sometimes he just got to bring this division so you can just get away. So you go get you drama. The Lord is commanding hell and havoc to go in your house just so you can get away. Because how can you take care of my business if y'all was lingering around? You know how it is when you get them fruits of the Spirit. You know exactly how it is when you get them fruits of the Spirit. You got that meekness, that temperance, that love, that patience. You know good and well family members is real good on sucking you dry when it comes to certain situations like that. Not saying all of them. Probably got some decent folks and stuff like that. Who knows? But y'all know what I mean. or you got close friends that don't mean you no good because they all in the world, or cousins of anybody, anything. 9 times out of 10, if they're not trying to search and to seek out the Most High God, might be trying to suck you dry. So that's why the Lord got to call this division. That's how he got to bring this drama in your household or the people you around, so you can get away from them, so you can take care of the Father's business. Because if you don't bring that drama, then you're just a wasted vessel, because you'll never get from them. But now if I bring that drama, you don't want them stealing from you or something, or they're cussing you out, you're always arguing, they're stealing something from you. You know what I'm saying? There's no peace of mind. That might push you to get away from them if you're not too slow. How much drama do the Lord got to put in your life just so you can separate yourself from the wicked or from the world? That's why it's very necessary for the Most High God to bring this division. Is my big boy online? Oh, he's 50 now. Is Elder online? You online, Elder?
Shalom.
Hey, what's up, big bro?
Not much.
Oh, all praises, man. Grace and peace, bro. Hope your day going peaceful for you. And all praises, brothers and sisters. It's time for us getting this priest up. It's a really short lesson because I got so many other things to do tonight. But this is a very powerful. It's a short, sweet, and powerful lesson. You know, it's enough to bring to the table so, you know, you ain't nobody trying to run away from you. It's because that is just, you know, it's just enough. Just a little something I want to bring tonight. I ain't holding nobody long, but it's a powerful precept I think that's necessary that we need to talk about. So we don't feel no ill will, you know, like how Brother Joe brought to the table, you know, it makes you feel like you're lonely and stuff like that. Because I'm actually glad he did say that, because that spirit can creep up, you know, make you feel all lonely, you know what I'm saying, I ain't got nothing to do and all that. That spirit can creep up, so I'm glad the Father put on his heart to mention that before the precept starts, to understand there's nothing wrong with that. There's actually a supreme opportunity for you to get closer to the Father and for the Spirit to deal with you. So the name of the precept again is called Take Heed Unto God's Division. One more time, Take Heed Unto God's Division. So I'm going to ask all the sisters to cover their head and face east towards Jerusalem. I'm going to ask all the brothers to please uncover their head and face east towards Jerusalem. And if possible, let's pray in. Amen. After this matter, therefore, pray ye. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All wisdom cometh from the Lord, and is with him forever. Who can number the sand of the sea in the drop of rain in the days of eternity? Who can find out the height of heaven and the breadth of the earth in the deep? And wisdom, whom have been created before all things, and the understanding of prudence from everlasting, the word of God Most High is the fountain of wisdom, and her ways are everlasting commandments. To whom hath the root of wisdom been revealed? Or who hath known her wise counsels? To whom hath the knowledge of wisdom been made manifest? And to who hath understanding her great experience? There is one wise and great to be feared. The Lord sitteth upon his throne. He created her and saw her and numbered her and poured her out upon all his works. She is with all flesh according to his gift. And he hath given her to them that love him. The fear of the Lord is honor and glory and gladness and a crown of rejoicing. The fear of the Lord maketh a merry heart and giveth joy and gladness and a long life. Whoso feareth the Lord, it shall go well with him at the last, and he shall find favor in the day of his death. I have read Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verses 1 through 13. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, as always. All praise to the Father. All praise. It's powerful, great script, bro. Thank you for bringing that. All praises. All praises. All right, brothers and sisters, it's time for us to take the scriptures up to shreds. Pure razor blades and lemon juice, as always. And just in case if we have any new listeners tuning in to the Bible Blog Talk Show, the name of the precept is called Take Heed Unto God's Divisions. You know, you have to be aware. You know, so you gotta have your eyes open to understand if the Lord is causing a division. You know what I'm saying? This is not talking about the Lord. This is not talking about God dividing his righteous servants against righteous servants. Even though that he calls us to go on away at times or go on Patmos. I'm not talking about none of that. This is talking about those who don't have no interest in serving the Most High God. And I don't care how close you are, if the Lord calls a division, he'll bring drama if you can't get through to it. If he can't get through to you, he'll bring that drama. Love you too. He'll bring that drama. And if he bring that division and he bring a drama and you still sticking around, what's going to happen? It's going to get worse, 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 and worse. Because I know this division the Lord is talking about. You know, so many things had to happen to me in my life for me to recognize the division that the Most High God has set forth in front of me. You know, it took me losing my daughter, because when that happened, it's a crazy. When my daughter was taken from me, they told me, you know, that, you know, a certain situation wasn't going too well with the household of her mother. You know, it's too many kids where you stand there and too much activities going on. You get your own place, you get your daughter. To the grace of God, boy, I found a place in a week. Keys my hands the next week. A week later, I moved in there. I'm like, man, Lord, you move quick. Is this? It took that for me to leave. Even also other things. You know what I'm saying? It took, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, one thing that I hold dear is the word of God. I can take a lot of things, you know what I'm saying? But one thing I can't really take is when somebody mess with my work in the vineyard. You know what I'm saying? Like any servant. You know what I'm saying? I know I supposed to left out of a certain spot 6 months ago. You know, a lot of folly and madness was going on in the house. They take it out on me, and they had the audacity to tear up my precept lessons. Every last one of them. But then I was mad and frustrated and flustered, but I had to think about it. You had the money to move into your own place 6 months ago. How come you didn't leave? Why are you still sticking around all this madness and blowing and wasting your money? So since you can't leave, let me make you leave. Watch this division I'm going to put upon you. We got to look at divisions, and it comes in so many flavors. Divisions come in so many flavors. We have to recognize them. Now let's look at a common recognition we should be looking at. Let's go into the book of Luke chapter 12. The book of Luke chapter 12. The book of Luke chapter 12, and we're going to read verses 51 through 53.
Luke 12, verse 51.
Amen.
Suppose ye that I am come to give peace on earth, I tell ye nay, but rather division. For from henceforth there shall be five in one house divided, three against two and two against three. The father shall be divided against the son, and the son against the father, the mother against the daughter, and the daughter against the mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law.
So there are so many ways of looking at this. The Most High has just given us a couple of these puzzles to this tools, a couple of tools to the puzzles, excuse me. You know, a father gonna be against a son, a daughter gonna be against his mother, her mother. But you gotta understand, you know what I'm saying? You might have relatives grow, you could be growing up with relatives in the house. You know? You might have close friends that y'all, you know what I'm saying, that y'all was living in the same house. We gotta understand and think further to understand what the Most High is talking about. He's just basically showing us that I will set forth a division. So you thinking I'm going to bring peace? You honestly think I'm using you for the father. The father found interest in you. I'm grabbing you. I'm interested in you. I got 9, 10, 11 things I want you to do. How could you get this stuff done around these people? You know, you might be an awesome poetry writer. You might be an awesome reader. I might have you set up in order to be a pastor or get you ready to become an elder. You know, I have so many things for you to do. But how can I do these wonderful things for you if you're around the wrong people? So I can't come bring peace like have you all, like they going to sit back and be all handy and dandy while you taking care of my business. No, you're going to have a whole bunch of madness and folly, and they are only there to, what's that word? They only there to stop you. Because I got this for you, but they might have something else for you. You know, I might send my angel down there at 12 o'clock in the evening. You know what I'm saying? 12 o'clock in the afternoon. You know what I'm saying? Put some on your head. You know what I'm saying? I want you to take care of the business for me. But you might have family members or close friends. Well, could you take me to the store? You know, well, could we do this? Let's go out and do this. Let's go out to the movies. Let's go take care of this other business. And now you wasting all that precious time. I ain't said nothing wrong with that, but I'm just trying to build up a story so we can understand what's going on. But in all actuality, when you look at the book is telling you, man, I ain't coming to bring no peace. So I don't know why you thinking I'm coming to bring peace. I'm bringing a division. I'm about to divide you from them. And if I have to get my hands dirty just to get your attention, guess what? The Most High go do that. Because he did it with me and a couple of people I know. But the book is, this is a division. I ain't come to bring peace. I'm bringing division. Now, what we're going to do is this right here. We're going to look the word division up. This is the word division in a noun. I only grabbed a couple of them. I just got what we need out of here. But on your own time, just look the whole definition up, and it's a pretty good one. So I just grabbed one or two of them. So this is the definition of division in a noun. It means disunity. And that means disagreement and conflict within a group. Discord, disagreement between people. So I'm bringing conflict, I'm bringing discord to separate you from them. So you go say, so if you can't get the memo, if you can't get the picture of me separating you, then you best to believe old drama coming your way. Because I'm telling you right now, how could you be a real servant of the Most High God if you have all of these distractions around you? And I ain't talking about your own folly or whatever you're trying to do to get out of yourself. I'm talking about the people that have presented themselves in front of you are stopping you from being the person you really supposed to be. And I ain't talking about a servant of God, because if you kick it with a servant of God, your knowledge is supposed to get higher. Your faith is supposed to get stronger. I ain't talking about us. You're supposed to stick close to them, but you need to separate yourself from the rest of the world, because they ain't going to do no good for you anyway. They ain't said you hate them or anything like that, you know, or just completely knock them out of your life, but y'all know what I'm talking about. Because we need to understand that spirits latch. Didn't the book say in the book of Proverbs, make no friendship with a mean man, or else you learn his ways? Now, what if the Lord bring a division, right? The Lord bring a division to get you out of there. You still not leaving. If a mean man have the ability to change the actions of a regular man, that division in them spirits, don't you think that'll change you if you don't get the memo and leave out of that house quickly as possible or to separate yourself from them? Don't you know spirits latch on? So instead of you taking heed to division, that division can actually consume you. And change you up. I've seen it happen. But we better believe that the Most High God is bringing this division. He's bringing this disunity. He's bringing these disagreements and conflict. He's bringing the discord. Because all those are the definitions of division. Suppose ye that I come to give peace on earth, I tell you nay, or rather division. For from henceforth there shall be five in one house divided, three against two, or two against three. The father shall be divided against the son, and the son against the father, the mother against the daughter, and the daughter against the mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. We better believe it smells coffee. This is the Lord separating his service from the world, from worldly people, and those who are friends of the world. So what we're going to do is go into the book of Proverbs chapter 1. I want to go ahead and build a story here, but we're not going to use that conversation that they're having, but we're going to put it in the exact same light that the Father is trying to show us. So what we're going to do is go into the book of Proverbs chapter 1. The book of Proverbs chapter 1, and what we're going to do is read verses 1 through 15 so we can understand why the Lord tells us that we shouldn't be having no friendships with these worldly people and understand why he brings this division. So what we're going to do is go into the book of Proverbs chapter 1 and read verses 10 through 15. When you get it, big bro, go ahead and read.
Proverbs 1, verse 10.
Yes, sir, 10 through 15.
10. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay in wait for blood. Let us lurk privately for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave and whole as those that go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Canst end thy lot among us. Let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path.
Now we understand that, you know, we shouldn't be dealing with this anyway. But the reason why I picked this piece up in the book of Proverbs chapter 1, verses 10 through 15, is to use this in a conversation that the Most High God is telling us to divide ourselves from worldly people. Of course, because they're on something wicked. But anything contrary to the word of God is what? Wicked. You know what I'm saying? So they might not be let us go out there and go slide and kill somebody, but it can be something else. Hey, man, I know you do your Bible stuff and stuff like that, man, but let us all go out and go do something right now. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we're going through all these problems, man. I need your help to help me with this. I need you to help me with that. Come, let's do this right here, man. Hey, let's go do this right over here. You know what I'm saying? Basically, what I'm saying is that I'm not saying you can't be a helping hand. That's not what I'm saying. All I'm saying is at the end of the day, man, if the Lord got something for you to do, if he got you putting in work in the vineyard, it's very important to make sure you take care of the Father's business first. Ain't nothing wrong with loving people. Ain't nothing wrong with helping them out. I ain't never saying that. But at the end of the day,
amen.
At the end of the day, you got to take care of the father business first. Because this is what we don't understand. People put us in guilt trips and make us feel bad and stuff. We even mess up, misinterpret the words according to the scriptures. Because we got to understand, when you look at the book, man, and you look at the prophets, when they did their work in the vineyard, when they was helping people, who was it that they was really helping? They was helping the poor, those that's in need. as a family with the righteous together, taking care of the Father's business. They weren't lingering around no good relatives and stuff like that, using them for every single thing they got. You can't read, you can't, I haven't read that yet. I can't find that nowhere. But this conversation we have in the book of Proverbs chapter 1, verses 10 through 15, is to show, it's just to put it in a light and form of a way to show that this is what, how worldly people think and this is what worldly people do. Not using the killing part, but we all know that anything that's contrary to the word of God is wicked. Take care of your father's business, man. Lean on those that's on the same path as you. I'm letting you know right now, I don't care how close I am to a relative. They ain't stop. They're not going to take the place of Nakomi. They ain't going to take the place of Joel. They ain't going to take the place of Sister Rhea, Sister Mary. They ain't. They don't want, they're not going to even come close to y'all. Because we all on the same path.
Amen.
Amen. You think the scripture says in vain in the book of Zephaniah chapter 2, verses 1 through 3? It said, gather yourselves together, yea, gather yourselves together, O nation, not to Zion. But then it said, all those who seek what? Righteousness. And those that are meek. That's all my conversation is about. Let me be with them. Because that's who the book said I need to be gathering myself around. It didn't say gather yourself together, all, yeah, all family members, yeah, all aunties and uncles, sisters and aunties and grandparents and all that other kind of stuff. It didn't say that. It talked about strictly those that's trying to walk the path of righteousness.
Amen.
Now let's read this piece again in the book of Matthew chapter 10. Let's go to the book of Matthew chapter 10. The book of Matthew chapter 10. Book of Matthew is chapter 10, and what we're going to do is read verses 34 through 36.
Matthew chapter 10, starting at 34. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household.
Whoa, so a man's enemy is going to be those in his own household? Now, we just got to look at how this picture is going here. And let's just use our brains in the common sense that the Most High God gave us. Foes is your enemies. So what they tell you, if they're in your household, wait, that means you're real close to them. It just said foes. That can be sister, brother, auntie, uncle, best friend. They're probably lost without anything. That person can be your foe. And in order for him to be your foe, what? That means God has set a division up. He going to bring that discord. So, of course, they're going to be your enemies. How much drama do God got to put in your life to understand that they're not good for you? The Lord might have you being the next top big thing for the work in the vineyard, but you're wasting time, precious time and energy on things you shouldn't be wasting your time on. How could you possibly do great for the Most High if you're constantly busy dealing with other things? You don't want the Lord to find you unfit. What happened to the one man in the book of Matthew chapter 25 that hid his talent? Didn't the Lord say get his talent to somebody else? That means he found somebody better than you. That means the Lord can find somebody better than you. If you can't get the memo, if you can't understand the division, he can find somebody better than you. Let's come on, y'all. We can do this. It's rough sometimes, and I know we're dealing with this flesh. We can do this. Because I'm tired of us acting like, I'm tired of us getting this feeling, this guilt in our heart with family members or people that don't mean no good and try to use the guilt trip on us. Because if they use the guilt trip on us, man, just, hey, man, the Lord got you. I did what I could with you. I got to be about my father's business now. I see you when I see you. I'm called for great, so I'm going to be great. I think I just sounded like Brother Nakomi right there for a second. I know that was his words he used. Amen. So let's find out some more stuff according to these scriptures. Now let us go into the book of John chapter 17. The book of John chapter 17. And give me one quick second. This TV is kind of loud. Give me a second too. All right, I'm back, brothers and sisters. I'm sorry. I don't know if y'all heard that TV or not, but I heard it like with the door locked, closed. All I hear is my daughter's soap opera is on the TV. So I don't know if y'all heard that or not. So I just want to make sure I had to turn that TV down a little bit. But I'm sorry for cutting out of the precept. But now let us go ahead and start back up. Okay, brothers and sisters, let us go to the book of John chapter 17. The book of John chapter 17. And what we're going to do, we might just read verse 9. But let me see, okay. If this, okay, no, I'm in Acts. What am I at? We're in the book of John. We got a little bit of feedback. I think I heard Sister Red voice.
Baby, you don't hear me muted.
I thought, nope,
there you. Shalom, Israelites. Amen. It's all good. I heard Sister Red voice. I got the old man. It's all good. All praises. All love. All right, brothers and sisters. We're in the book of John, chapter 17. The book of John 17. And what we're going to do is read, let me see. We might read a little bit more, but I know I'm on verse 9. But let me see. All right, what we're going to do is we're going to pick it up at verse 6. We're in the book of John 17. We're going to start at verse 6. We're going to read 7, 8, 9, and 10. So we're going to read verses 6 through 10. When you get a book, go ahead and read.
St. John 17, starting at the 6. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them.
Oh, praise. So we need to understand that this is, you know what I'm saying? So this should give us a better understanding and looking at this division, because Jesus Christ himself out of his mouth just said, man, I ain't praying for the world. I'm only praying for the ones you gave me, Father. I was like, I ain't praying for all these people. They don't care at all what you got to say. Ain't trying to do nothing that you say. That put that mock and make fun of every single thing that pertains to the word of God. I ain't praying for them. But I'm praying for the ones you send me to. Verse 9, it says, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. Why? Let's go to the book of James chapter 4. The book of James chapter 4 and verse 4. Just that one verse.
James 4 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
Ye adulterers and adulteress, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God.
Man, you know what I'm saying? So that's why we got to understand this division, the separation that the Lord has to put upon us. Right? So if the Lord got something good for you, he got work in the vineyard for you, how are you going to be able to be that light that God wants you to be according to his matters if you surrounded by those that don't care nothing about them? They always got a mockery about them. They always asking you to do something on the Sabbath day. Ain't nothing wrong with helping out a little bit when you can on the Sabbath day. Ain't nothing wrong with that, because who gonna leave they livestock or whatever in a ditch and not try to get it out on the Sabbath day? You know what I'm saying? So we do understand that part. But the same point of time is, man, they're a friend of the world. So if they're a friend of the world, they're enemy against me. And what did King David say, man? He said, man, Lord, your enemies is my enemies. Because I ain't rocking with them, Lord. I'm trying to rock with you. So I think it's in our best interest to be like-minded, just like what we need to do is try to find people who think just like us. Because one thing I just don't understand, something I really just don't understand, is how could you be more in tune and more friend-like with somebody who's not trying to serve God, when you know you have brothers that love you to death that is trying to serve God? I never really understood that. But be mindful of that. And this is the reason why we got to be mindful of it. Let's go in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6. The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6. The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6, and all we want to read is verses 13 through 17. 2 Corinthians 6, 13 through 17.
2 Corinthians 6, starting at the 13. Now for a recompense in the same, I speak as unto my children, be ye also enlarged, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship have righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion have light with darkness? And what concord have Christ with Belial? Or what part have he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement have the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you.
Whoa!
Ooh!
Talk about that sauce. It said, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers? For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? right? So how could you be this light surrounded by all this darkness that's not trying to take heed to that light? They ain't trying to take heed to that light. Why? Because they of this world. And Jesus Christ himself said, I pray for those that you sent to me, Father. I ain't praying for this world. I don't care how close they are to you. I don't care how thick your blood is compared to theirs. If the Lord set a division, you better learn how to separate yourself from them. And it said in verse 15, and what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? Right? So what agreement, as you as a servant of God, what kind of agreement do you have with a atheist? How could y'all sit here and speak book together or be on the same accord with one another if you don't even believe in Christ?
We worship the devil.
I seen that too. And what agreement with the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God have said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. But before that happened, 17, wherefore come out from among them. Separate yourself from them. Understand the division that the Most High God has put, that he bestowed upon us against the unrighteous. So this is what this precept is about. Take heed unto God's division. In order for you to take heed to God's division, you got to take heed to verse 17. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. You got to take heed to the division. Now let's go to the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 14. And this is what we are. But how could you be this if you don't take heed to the division? Matthew 5, and all we want is verse 14. You get it, bro? Go ahead and read.
Matthew 5:14. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid.
Amen. Well, read verse 15 too, bro.
15. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house.
16.
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
Now, how could you look at this conversation as the foes in your house? This conversation ain't leaning towards that way. This is talking about you putting forth your work out in the vineyard. You out and about with your Father's business. This ain't talking about you stooped up with your family members. This is talking about you out there in the world. You out there, you got your light shining. You out there helping those that's in need. This is a different story than the story of the Lord causing that division. You got to understand which way the Most High is coming. This conversation is a man that's out there taking care of his business. And wherever he go, he makes sure people see that light. And when they observe that light, he glorify the Father which is in heaven. But how could you use this light if you are wrong, if you around the wrong crowd? Now let's go to the book of Proverbs chapter 6. The book of Proverbs chapter 6. book of Proverbs, chapter 6, and we're going to read verses 6 through 8.
Proverbs chapter 6, starting at the 6?
Yes, sir. 6 through 8.
6. Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways, and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provide her meat in the summer and gather her food in the harvest.
Amen. But how can you consider the ant if you're distracted? How could you go to the ant and consider her ways if you're not taking heed into God's division? How could you be about the Father's business, taking care of the work in the vineyard? You know what I'm saying? Putting your precepts together, you know, being amongst the righteous brethren, if you're constantly being taken out of that light and dealing with other matters and stressing and pressuring yourself to death on people who don't even give a damn anyway. They only just look at you as a piece of, they just look at you as a rag that's been dunked in water. People like that, in a metaphorical way, you're the rag, they the hands. You're soaked, right? And all they're doing is squeezing the life out of that rag. Breaking that metaphor down, that means they out here to get every single thing from you. Whatever you have, they want it. Any kind of money or anything, they want it. You the errand boy, they want it. They want every last bit of it, and they will suck that rag dry. That's why God got to give you that division. And to literally push you away from them. Because if he don't, they're going to suck you dry. You think you just helping them out, putting in good work, but no. They taking all your precious time away from you. That's all they want to do, is take all your precious life force from you. And by the time they get done with you, you be so old and gray head, can't do nothing no more, suck you dry. But the reason why we went into the book of Proverbs chapter 6 verses 6 through 8 is to understand, how could you consider the ant ways if you don't take heed to God's division? How can you be so busy in the vineyard if you stuck around the wrong people? You know, he put the drama in your life. He showed you they're your enemies. He showed you they don't give two squats about the word of God. The word of God don't even mean more than two dead flies smashed together. I'm showing you all this stuff about them. Every time you mention my name, they always they don't take you serious. They see your fruits of the spirit, all they're going to do is use you some more. You don't see all this stuff happening to you? You don't see this division I have set in front of you? We better wake up and smell the coffee before it's too late, because the Lord will find somebody else. What happened with Saul? After the Lord gave Saul a second chance, the Lord already found another king of Israel. Talk about crazy. When Saul messed up, y'all, the Lord was already finished with him, and he already had David. But the Lord still gave Saul a second chance after he already got David. Man, that's crazy. You mean tell me you're going to give me a second chance, I'm still going to be replaced? That's why we need to take heed to our instructions. I know this flesh is rough. I know this flesh can get crazy at times. But you might stand a better chance if you just make sure you take care of the father business and stay out your goodie bag as much as possible. You might stand a chance. Now let's go into the last spot of the precept. Let's go into the last spot. Let's go to the book of 2 Ezra. The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 8. You read this yesterday. All praises. 2 Ezra 8, and we're going to read verses 45 through 47, and then we're going to skip. The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 8, we're going to read verses 45 through 47, and we're going to skip. Whenever you get it, bro, go ahead and read.
2 Ezra 8, verse 45.
Amen.
Be not wroth with us, but spare thy people, and have mercy upon thine own inheritance, for thou art merciful unto thy creature. Then answered he me and said, things present are for the present, and things to come for such as be to come. For thou comest far short that thou shouldest be able to love my creature more than I. But I have oft times drawn nigh unto thee and unto it, but never to the unrighteous.
And that's a full mouth right there, man. You know, man, like Ezra was coming with the peace, man. He said, man, Lord, man, take care of all of us. You know what I'm saying? Take care of all of us. You know what I'm saying? You even got to look at it in the form of light of, you know what I'm saying, his loved ones, the ones he loved, the ones he might be riding with, kicking with, trying to throw book to them and stuff like that. They ain't taking no heed to any of them instructions. You know what I'm saying? He could have been bouncing back like that, man. Lord, you know, man, take care of my crew, take care of my family, take care of them. Matter of fact, take care of the whole Israel, man, because, Lord, you merciful. Take care of all of us, me too. Man, Lord came back through, man, and said, man, bro, you came too short with that prayer, man. That prayer was short. Too short. Because by you making that petition, you have just showed, you showing me that you love them more than you love the Lord God of Israel. You came real short with this prayer. You don't see how they've been mocking me? You don't see how you've been showing them book? They ask you a question about scriptures and they don't take heed to it? They all kicking and having a good time Friday night. You the only one in the crib trying to keep the Sabbath day holy? You don't see this stuff? I got my dietary law set up. You doing it. Everybody else dissing it. When you not around, I'm looking at them. They mocking me. They making fun of me. They know you. They know you got them food spirits, so they think you soft. They going to use you crazy. Why are you praying to me with them? They don't care. They don't care. But they don't care too. To fit about what I got going on, I'm calling you. Let's skip down to verse 51.
51. But understand thou for thyself and seek out the glory for such as be like thee.
Now we got to break this piece down. Yeah, go ahead and read verse 52, and we'll stop right there for a second.
Okay. 52. For unto you is paradise open, the tree of life is planted, the time to come is prepared, plenteous is made ready, a city is builded, and rest is allowed, yea, perfect goodness and wisdom.
Right. So we got to pick this piece back up at 51. It said, but understand thou for thyself and seek out the glory for such as be like thee. Right? Man, you better understand this for yourself, and you better be trying to find people who think just like this too. You want to, man, stick around people that's trying to walk just like you. Stick around them. because unto you is paradise open, the tree of life planted. The time to come is prepared. Plentiness is made ready. A city is builded, and rest is allowed. Yea, perfect goodness and wisdom. We might as well just go ahead and read all the way down, bro. We just go read. We go read all the way down to 57. I ain't cutting none of this. Okay, go, sir. We at 53, right? Yeah, 53. We're going to read 53 through 57.
Oh, okay. 53. The root of evil is sealed up from you. Weakness in the moth is hid from you, and corruption is fled into hell to be forgotten. Sorrows are past, and the end is showed the treasure of immortality. And therefore ask thou no more questions concerning the multitude of them that perish. For when they had...
55 said, and therefore ask thou no more questions concerning the multitude of them that perish. Don't come to me no more with them. I thank God for the Lord showing Lacombe this piece right here. That second answer was, man, I have to read that again. It blew right past me. I asked him back to read it again, man. Don't be asking. Man, Lord was like, man, Lord, like, man, don't ask me about them no more. How you gonna sit up here and ask petition for them, and they mocking me to my face every single day? I mean nothing to them. Why are you praying to me about them? They can't wait for Friday night to get into some folly. Don't come to me about them no more. I'm interested in you, and I'm interested in people that's trying to be just like you. That's what I'm here for, to show you. You talking about them, and I'm trying to prepare you. I'm trying to get you ready for the Father's kingdom. You worried about them, and I'm trying to get you charge over my angels. You heard about them, and I'm trying to get you a throne. You worried about them, and I got everlasting life set up for you. You worried about them, I got a billion of light years of stars in the cosmos and entire space that's prepared for you, because it is written that man was created to have dominion over the work of my hands. I'm trying to get you ready for this stuff. What you worried about them for? Don't come to me about these people no more. You better try to save yourself from this untoward generation and follow me. Go ahead and read, bro.
56. For when they had taken liberty, they despised the Most High, thought scorn of his law, and forsook his ways.
Wait, one second, bro. So 56 says, for when they have taken liberty, they despised the Most High. So what are we learning here, brothers and sisters? The Lord already visited them, but they weren't interested in his plan. I visited them, but they weren't interested. For when they had taken liberty, they despised the Most High. You know how they despise it. The Lord used us. Hey, man, this is what the book say. Man, I don't want to hear that mess. Well, you know, what a bacon is. Well, we got beef bacon. I don't want to taste that mess. We got turkey bacon. I don't want that rubbery mess. Well, you know, the Lord saying not, you know, we don't do Christmas. It's in the book of Jeremiah 10, 1 through 5 and skip down to 8. I don't care. I'm giving my kids some. I don't want to hear that mess. We don't do New Year's. It ain't set up like that. The Lord, the New Year start in April. I ain't want to hear that mess. Don't you know the Lord used men to get to other people? So after all that time, we've been trying to show these people this stuff. Time after time, year after year. The Most High been trying to use us to show them a little something. They don't want to hear it. So according to the scriptures, it's telling you what? For when they had taken liberty, They despised the Most High, thought scorn of his law, and forsook his ways. They don't want to hear that. Go ahead and read.
Verse 57. Moreover, they have trodden down his righteous.
Hey, man. And so, yeah, man, yeah, all praises. All praises. Matter of fact, let's keep reading, bro. This is the last one. Go on, keep reading, bro.
58. And said in their heart that there is no God, yea, in that knowing they must die. But as the thing aforesaid shall receive you, so thirst and pain are prepared for them. For it was not his will that men should come to naught.
Now, just pay really close attention to verse 59. It said, for as the things aforesaid shall receive you, so thirst and pain are prepared for them. Right? So just think about it. When the Lord give you that division, when he set that division up, after you already told them and you set the things straight, you got to get out their presence because they only go have what? Thirst and pain. So if they have thirst and pain and you around them, how is that going to reflect on you? You going to get that thirst and pain too because you're around them. You're not taking heed to the division. You don't see all that stuff I'm doing to them? The book said, man, they got thirst and pain coming. Man, get the hell away from them, man, so I can go ahead and put my hands on them for real. I can't get them how I want to because you around. We got to read and understand these instructions. Go ahead and read, bro.
Verse 60. But they which be created have defiled the name of him that made them, and were unthankful unto him which prepared life for them. And therefore is my judgment now at hand. These things have I not showed unto all men, but unto thee, in a few like thee. Then answered I and said, behold, O Lord, now hast thou showed me the multitude of the wonders which thou wilt begin to do in the last times, but at what time thou hast not showed me.
Now, we ain't too focused on that last part we're talking about, but we got to get with this interesting stuff. It says right here in verse 62, it said, these things have I showed unto all men, but unto thee, and a few like thee, then answer I and said, but what we're getting at is this right here. The Lord already tried to show them something. They not interested. So the small portion that the Lord is gathering amongst the world, I'm going to show y'all then. And just in case if you're too slow at getting out of the way, take heed to my division and see how I'm going to separate you guys from one another. Because I ain't come to bring peace in that house, no. Because if I bring peace, you ain't going to never leave away from these people. But I'm going to bring that drama. I'm going to bring that smoke. I'm going to bring that heat. I'm going to show them they're your foes. So when you're going through drama in your life, you best to believe 9 times out of 10, the Lord is trying to get your attention. And the only way for him to get your attention is through that drama, through that division, because we need to understand our servant of God must and got to take heed unto God's divisions. And I thank y'all for y'all time. Turn things over to Brother Job, Sister Rhea. Awesome reading, Brother McCombie. Awesome reading.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Any questions or comments, man? I'm just new back, Jack. I don't know where to start, where to begin. You know, this is Hubris knowledge on steroids, man. Talking about your brethren and the spirit toward each other, you know, that thing been among us for a long time. That's an old spirit. You know, it go back to the 12 tribes and Joseph. You know, how we envy each other for our gifts. You know, and we got gifts. We got our own gifts from God. Like, they all had the gift of interpretation, even seeing. But they envy Joseph. Man, and then the 12 with Moses and Aaron, you know, it's on and on. But then, you know, the Father do separate us. It is what it is. You know, the Lord said, let the weed grow with the tail, but you don't have to be there. You got somebody that's sinning against you, what do? You love that person that they don't get themselves cut off and you don't allow them to sin against you anymore. By what? Removing yourself. You saving that person's life.
Amen.
So yeah, that could be a hard thing. You know, if you love somebody, but you know that's just their manners, then it is what it is. You know. And I can go all the way up the food chain when it comes to the father business. You know, when it comes to the father business, nothing get in the front of it, man. Can't love nothing else but the Lord. And if you got a distraction that's getting in the way of that, you have to remove it. And it's like I said, I don't know where to begin or where to begin. Oh, and big ups on the Circus of the Wind, Jew. Look, that lesson you did on a Sunday morning brunch, that was the first time I ever heard anybody demonstrate the law of the angels have over the wind.
Oh, amen. You know, amen. The Father in third heaven is perfect. All praise to the Father.
That was phenomenal, man. You know, now the wind itself have a law onto itself. That law is before the angels. But the angels is written in that law of the wind because they can manipulate it. That was great, Jew. That's why they. Oh,
amen.
Man, that was a phenomenal piece. On fire once again. What can I say? I yield a mic on that one, Jew. Holler.
Oh, praise the Lord. Nobody teaches like our Father. Shalom, big bro.
Great lesson. Like I'm saying, we are separated, and if you're truly in this work and you're truly doing these things, you're going to find yourself alone. You're going to find yourself separated and not a lot of things around you. I've been doing this for a long time. I'm glad you went to that second Edras, chapter 8, which I counsel people. I got lots of students and people, and I probably go through this chapter 8 almost every day because for some reason everybody want to include people that ain't thinking about God. Every day, they girlfriend, they cousins and them, and everybody. And when you read the second Esdras, he said, "I gave them the same opportunity I'm giving you." He said, "But why you seen they ain't grabbing hold of this." He said, "I'm trying to get nigh to you." He said, "I never come nigh to the unrighteous." So you got to understand, he separated, and this thing is about you. This is the most important thing. I tell people all the time, God is about God. God is about God. He's not about anything else. Ask our forefather, the prophet Ezekiel, about him, what God did with his wife, and he told him, put his hat on, put his shoes on, go talk to the people. And he took his wife away with a stroke, and he said, "Don't even mourn, don't cry. You can't do, can't even cry for her. You can't even mourn for her. But you go out there and do my business." So he don't care about that. when it comes to this, and that's what I be trying to tell people. He's saying you need to be trying to, and Esdras, if you keep on reading Esdras and keep talking about you need to be around people like yourself. You need to be searching for people for self. The people that you should be interested in is the people that's trying to get to the kingdom the right way, just like you are, if you're doing that with the law, statutes, and commandments of God, with the testimony of Jesus Christ. So I love lessons like this. This is something that I deal with. If you're in the Word, if you're a teacher, and you counsel people, and people come to ask questions, I'm pretty sure that you go through this all the time. People trying to save everybody in the doggone world when most people don't care nothing about this at all. The only time they care about this is when somebody die. Then you ain't crazy no more. Or they get sick. They got a terminal sickness or something. Then they gonna come to you. Every other day you nuts. But guess what? When they need help, they gonna know that you one of the few people in their life that's truly dealing with God in the right and proper way, and they come to you. So yeah, they might be calling you crazy today, but I guarantee you, as soon as they get in trouble, they gonna come to you. So great lesson, bro. Great lesson. I yield the mic.
Amen. All praise to the Father. All praises. You know, He revealeth His secrets unto the servants, the prophets. It's a beautiful thing, you know, to be called. Like I said, man, you know, that's a work of the devil. You know what I'm saying? That really is the work of the devil, man. You know, to put that thought in our thought process. You know, when the Lord bless you with peace and a peaceful mindset, you know, in a quiet environment and stuff like that. You know, what I'm just like looking at right now in my, you know, in life. You know, that's a wicked thought. Because this is a supreme time and opportunity for you to serve the Most High God when He separates you, when He divides you away from your distractions. You know, so once again, thanks a lot, Brother Joe, for bringing that up before the precept started. That's a blessing from God. And I'm glad that you said that because we need to hear that. So all praise to the Father on that. And thank you for your input, Brother McComey. I yield the mic. Shalom. You mute yourself out, Joe? Sister Rhea?
Yes, sir.
What's going on, bro? I'm turning things back over to you.
Amen. Amen. Man, phenomenal precept, Jude. I don't know. What else can I say? You know, the Father is the Alpha and Omega. So no beginning, no ending. So I guess I can't. What else can you say is this lesson from heaven? Hallelujah. Whew. One for the book of Hubris knowledge. Another. That's a big chapter, Jack.
Yeah, I tried to count last night. I lost count.
Man. Ooh. All right, Jude. All right, well, look, we want to say, we want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify it for a while. You can catch our brother here, Isaiah Brown, of the Spirit of Meekness and Charity Bible Study class here every Thursday night at 7 o'clock p.m. Here on the Sounds of Living Waters, Israelite, do you have any closing comments before we close out?
Yeah, separate yourself from your family members and take care of the Father's business. Separate yourself from friends that don't mean you no good. You know what I'm saying? And when the Most High bless you with that peace, don't let, say, the devil get in your mind and make it seem like you doing something wrong, or to make you feel like or to make you feel bad or hurt because you're not around everybody and their mama. The Lord called you for great, so let's be great. And I get a mic with that.
Amen. Amen. With that being said, once again, brothers, that was a great precept on that Sunday morning brunch.
Amen.
Amen. So with that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time. We really edify someone. And, my nephew, Israel. My little nephew, we get married on a Sabbath, so I'm going to be at the wedding, and I'm going to be wishing them well and so forth. So our brother Miles will be stepping in to God's global kingdom tomorrow Eve on the Sabbath, and then right. Of course, then you know, as regular precept, but. He'll be in tomorrow evening, y'all. So, hey, he's all good to go. He's bringing some.
Okay,
some
you said, hey, Elder, you said tomorrow he's taking a priest up tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Okay, amen. Okay, cool. So, okay, cool. Amen. All praises. All praises.
And see
that in the Sabbath. So, amen. So, so while we out, he gonna be holding it down. We gonna. Hey, anyway, look. Don't distract me. Just stop. Look. Anyway, we'll be out of town for the weekend, so we just gonna thank everybody for that, right? So your brother got, he holding it down. So with that being said. We want to thank everybody for their time, and we hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, do what?
Read your Bibles. Oh, hey, Sister Mary, before you start, I didn't say nothing to Mary all day. Hey, Sister Mary.
Hey, right. Honey, how you doing?
She on it. She on it.
You don't have to talk. Huh?
I miss your voice.
You know, you might not hear me, but I'm always there.
Oh, amen. 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 Love you, sis.
Love you, too.
All right.
Love you, too, Brother Nakami and Brother Joe and Sister Ray and everybody online.
Shalom. Shalom, Sister. Shalom.
Love you, too. Amen. Shabbat shalom, everybody.
All right, shalom. Shabbat shalom.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.